Whether you like it or not, we are live.
Live.
Offices of China Hall on a Friday night.
Hello.
Louie. Lou, well, don't worry. We got your mic turned off, Lou. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's a nice one, too. That's a nice one. I got one at home like that.
It is a nice mic. So, Offices of China Hall, thank you, everybody, for who is joining. Our main camera is going to be that big camera right there, right at the corner. We're going to make our rounds here, and we're going to make some introductions. My name is Bucky Beeman. I am a commercial real estate agent in Rochester, Minnesota, one of the co-founders of Offices of China Hall. We're going this way first. Who do we got?
Awesome. My name is Kevin Tran, owner of Extract Creative Production of Video here in Minnesota, in Rochester. So.
And where are you going to school?
John Marshall High School.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, it's always good to hear about owners who were just in high school, man.
Yes. I wish I was an owner when I was in high school. Dang it.
My turn?
Your turn.
Alex Didell, owner of Adrian Sports Barbershop, and a.k.a. Adrian the Barber.
Right on. I'm Josh. I own MediaCorp here in town.
I'm a Blue. I'm a barber. I'm a work at an Adrian Sports Barbershop, too.
And you're a good barber. I know that. I hear a lot of people that go to you, Lou.
All right. And lastly, I am Johnny, and I'm currently a student at John Marshall High School, but doing post-secondary at RCTC. And next year, I'm going to be doing real estate full-time.
There you go. I wish I had that going on right away.
Rich.
Man, I would be. Man. Gosh, darn it.
You own China Hall.
Own this darn building. Offices of China Hall on a Friday night. The cool thing about what we got going here is people keep asking just to stop by. We've asked Adrian the Barber, Alex Seidel to stop by tonight, and we had some other guests show up, and now it's just turned into this big podcast.
Right.
So we'll see what tonight turns into as far as a conversation. Our focus is on Alex Seidel and your story and what you've been up to. But we'll probably have some other questions and learn about others here around the table as well. So for those that don't know, Alex and I went to school together at Century High School. We didn't hang out much in high school,
no,
did we?
No,
we didn't. But we kind of knew each other.
We knew each other. Yeah,
well, and I knew your sister, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I graduated the same year as your sister.
Yeah.
And did you have
English class together?
Did we have English class together?
Yep.
Miss Marvin?
Miss Marvin, yeah.
Oh my gosh. She was the only teacher that ever made me cry.
I mean, I must have missed that.
Yeah, so she did it in private.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
She knew how to say something to me that was like, "Hey, you need to figure out what the hell you're sleeping in my class all the time. Quit being a loser." And I was like, "I'm sorry, Miss Marvin. I won't do it again." You know, so that's awesome. We did have English class together. Give us the origin story. Where did it all start for you? The business journey. Where you got started in this whole business mindset?
I don't know. I've kind of always been like that, man. Since the beginning, you know, since high school. Like after graduation, I always knew that I wanted to get into business. I wanted to be a business owner. I didn't want to work for somebody else. Just like the freedom of it. And then, you know, the financial aspect, you know, I knew that it's kind of unlimited. You know, I'm going to make what I want to make, you know, if I work by myself compared to working a job where you're, you know, locked in at an hourly rate or, you know, a yearly salary. And that's just kind of what it was, one of the big things that appealed to me. And so, you know, the freedom, the money, you know, and you just kind of, you make yourself, you know, and that was what I wanted to do.
Did you have some jobs in high school? What were some of your jobs in high school?
Man, I started working early. I started working at like 13. So there was a program, I forgot what it was called, but they would help you like find little odd jobs. And so my first job, I worked at GDM Trailers. And they're South Broadway. I don't even know if they're still open anymore or not. But they're South Broadway out by like Coyote Creek. And so, like, based on my job there, I was making, like, $5 an hour. And I was, like, the cleaner. And so I'd walk around, you know, I had a rag in my hand and a spray bottle, and, you know, if something was dirty, wipe it down. Like, that's all I did all day, and dust stuff off. And so I started with that. Then I went to McDonald's. I was at McDonald's. I was making, like, $5.50 an hour. You know,
huge raise.
Yeah.
And then from, 50 cents.
Yeah. So
I'm out of here. GDM, see ya.
Yeah, so I left there, did the McDonald's thing. You know, that's when everybody turns 15, that's the first job at McDonald's. They were the only place hiring at the time, 15-year-olds.
Or Snappy Stop.
Snappy Stop.
Yes, nice sir. Word to our sponsor that gives us cups.
Yeah, so, I did that. And then after the McDonald's thing, went to Cub Foods. $7 an hour, you know, so I was coming up. And
what'd you do at Cub?
I started out as a cashier, then I worked in the frozen dairy department.
Okay.
So I was there probably a year. I mean, I just kind of jumped around, jobs, you know.
We got an 07 grad that just joined, Lenny, Central Bark, Hoisington.
Oh, okay.
Lenny Hoisington, he goes 07 represent. Yes, thank you for joining, Lenny.
Yeah, so, man, I don't know. I had tons of jobs. From, like, 15 to 18, man, I was working everywhere. Like, I'll ride around in Rochester. But I worked there. And people are like, man, you worked everywhere. Like, man, I got bored with jobs.
I went from
quick.
5 to 5:50 to 6 to 6:25 to 7.
Exactly, yeah. So it's crazy because this, let's see, probably like 6 months ago, I found a pay stub from when I worked at the country club when I was 18. And, man, I forgot how much. I was making like $8 an hour or something. But, like, I had like 37 hours on there, and my check was like $230. And, like, I found that, and I was cleaning out some old stuff. I found it. I was like, man, like, I keep it for motivation now. Like, it's something I can look back on. Like, this was what 37 hours, you know, gave me before, and now, you know, 37 hours is a lot different.
Nice. And then there are some YouTube videos out there that show the original guys hanging out. And I love these YouTube videos. If you have not seen them, like,
you gotta go watch them.
You haven't deleted them, right?
No.
Because that was, I remember one conversation was like, should we delete them? I'm like, no, you better not. So it's like, let's go into the era of music. What era of music was it when these YouTube videos got aired?
Man.
That was
like when Lil Wayne was at the top. Yeah.
He was at the top. So, man,
no, YouTube, man.
And 50
like,
Cent was big,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
And so I feel like these videos are that music in the background, mm-hmm. and it's the guys hanging out in the basement, and man, Alex cutting hair.
It was crazy, yeah. I mean, I started cutting hair in my mom's basement. So, like, we had, like, if you go downstairs and go through the laundry room, in the back of the laundry room was, like, a 20-square-foot little room, like a closet. And I went and got a computer chair and a mirror and set it up in there, and that's where I started. And then our basement ended up flooding. And so after that, we had to tear all the carpet, everything out. And so I ended up moving into just a big area. And I went to Menards, bought some cheap tile, cheap carpet, you know, laid it all down.
Yep.
It just threw it down. I didn't know how to put it down, like, the correct way. And so, you know, I'd still be sliding around, but, like, it was my shop.
There's videos of this?
Oh, yeah. If you go watch my first YouTube videos, probably like the first 20 videos are all from the basement.
That's
like,
awesome.
The first video starts out when I was in that little room, and then, you know, you'll see the transition,
yeah.
You know, from all the different places, because I've been doing YouTube for about 7-8 years now.
So were you on YouTube when YouTube was brand new, or had it already been?
No, it was so when I started in like 2010, so yeah, it's been like 9 years, geez. Yeah, going on 9 years. Yeah, so I started in 2010. 2010, that's when they first started paying people on YouTube. That's when it, like, started to change, where they start to monetize videos and they mm-hmm. give you a partnership. And so I was in the beginning of that, but I wasn't popular enough at that time to have a full partnership. It was just some videos I'd get paid on, but I wouldn't see a check because you never hit that threshold. I make like 12 cents a month.
Right.
So did you get on YouTube because you wanted to eventually start getting paid off that,
no,
or why'd you start?
I never even knew you got paid. Like,
yeah.
I just started just because I knew a little bit about cutting hair.
Yeah.
So I was like, my mom had a camera laying around, so I just took it and I started playing around with it. Had some barber clippers, and I'm like, I'm gonna make a video about some clippers.
Yeah.
So that was my first video that I made, and so I posted that, and I woke up the next day I had like 7 subscribers.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
Like, you know, I was like, so
awesome.
7 people want to watch what I'm doing?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I didn't even know what the subscribers were at the time. I'm just like, man, you know, this is cool. You know, hey. And so then, you know, people start post a haircut, show us how to do a haircut. At that time, there's really nothing about how to cut hair.
And you didn't know how to cut hair.
I didn't know how to cut hair. Either, so, but I'm like, I got to play the part now. So,
right.
You know, you got to fake it till you make it sometimes.
My
so,
username says I'm a barber.
Hey,
what was your username?
If you watch that old video, I think I just, because I had it on private.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it was like, it was bad. Like, I'm not even going to sit here and act like it was a good haircut. It was bad. We actually watched it in the barbershop one day and we were laughing. But, so probably like 3 years ago, I was like, man, I'm going to make this private because, like, it was just negative comments coming in. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I don't even cut hair like this no more. don't want to see these no more. So I was like, man, I'm going to make it private. I didn't want to delete it because it was like my most popular video, probably around like 300,000 or 400,000 views. And so I'm sitting there, I put it on private. And then just like probably 2 months ago, I was sitting there, I was like, let me go scroll down. I went back to that video. I was like, I'm going to make this public again. So I think I made it public. I can't remember if I did or not. If I didn't, I'm going to make it public.
There we go. Yeah. Good.
But I think I made it public that day. And I was like, man, I'm gonna put this back out there. Like, because at the end of the day, it's still a popular video. People watch it and get paid off of it. So it's like, I might as well.
So you're starting to build a little bit of following. You got 7 subscribers. Maybe that joins up to 20. Maybe it's 30. Like, you're still in high school at that point when you're
That was almost 3 years out now.
Okay.
Yeah. So and, I was about 20.
And so barbering at that point was a dream still, right? I mean, it was not a full-time gig. You're still working.
I wouldn't even say a dream. It was just something I was doing on the side.
Okay.
You know, at that time I was never like, I'm going to be a barber. I'm going to own a barbershop. I'm going to keep going with these videos. The videos, they just kept going because each one I posted, I kept getting more and more subscribers, and then people would start asking me to do other things. And so that's what started the videos and got the videos rolling.
Yeah. And then that eventually grew to how many subscribers?
So, man, I'm closing down on 100K right now.
But that's with your hustling now. Like,
in
the early stages.
Oh,
I mean,
like, the early stages, it got me up, like, I got to, like, 20,000 subscribers.
And the early stages, that's still a ton. I think I got 200. I don't know who they are. And it's like, I don't even think they watch anything, you know? I think they hit it once and I didn't ever post it again or something. That's crazy. 20,000 people? Yeah.
I mean, my thing with YouTube, like, I was never consistent with it. Like, when I started, I was, until I say probably around 3,000 or 4,000 subscribers. Then I kind of fell off a little bit, and then but my channel kept growing, and so then I got up to like 20,000. I did some videos, and then took another little break, and then over the years, it continued to grow, and then hit 40,000 just like 2 months ago, and then I just got back on it consistent again. And I mean, I've got like 55,000 in 2 months.
So the barbershop, when did that actually come to fruition? Like, what was the determining factor that was like, all right, I'm opening up a barbershop?
And so, I mean, like I was cutting hair at a place here in town, and I didn't have a barber's license at the time. And then, you know, it was just like, I was making good money. I was living a comfortable life. Like, you know, I could have kept doing that and I would have been fine. And then, you know, but myself, like I said, I always wanted to, like, after I got into barbering and I was like, this is what I want to do, I always wanted to open a shop. You know, I was business minded. You know, I'm going to have my own shop. I'm going to have barbers, you know, sell products, this and that. And so I was like, if I want to get there, I have to go get my license. So the closest school was an hour away. And so one day I left that shop and I was just like, you know, if I don't go get my license, I'm going to be, you know, in the same situation for the next however long, you know? And I was like, I gotta buckle down, I gotta make the sacrifice, make the drive to the cities every day to go to school to get my license, otherwise I'm never gonna continue to grow.
So, and throw down that money, I'm sure the schooling wasn't cheap.
Yeah, no. And I made it happen, you know, I called the school, I was like, you guys got any open spots? They're like, we got one open, you know, if you come up Tuesday, you know, we can, or if you come up, you know, the sooner you can get up, the better, so I'll be there tomorrow. Cancel my day the next day, drove to the cities, signed up for school, and started the following Tuesday. Huh. And then, man, I just never looked back from there. And then I always knew I was going to open a shop. About halfway through school, they changed some laws that allowed that as soon as you got your license. And so that's when I called you, you know, let you know, I can open a shop.
This is real.
Yeah. it's time to start looking for space.
I need a place with a front door and 4 walls, man.
But, I mean, even at that time, like, I'm like, I'm going to open this shop, but I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to open this shop because, like, I wasn't making as much money now because I wasn't cutting hair. I wasn't getting paid to cut hair. I was going to school every day, so I wasn't in the shop every day working. And so I get done with school at, like, 5, drive back to Rochester, and then get here, like, 6:30. Sometimes I was in there cutting hair till 1, 2, 3 in the morning. You know, it just kind of, like, I had to make it. I'm trying to pay my personal bills and, you know, at the same time, I'm trying to build out a barbershop. And so I'm like, man, whatever it takes. And so, you know, it might have been midnight, 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
Was that school, like, downtown St. Paul?
Yeah. Or not. It wasn't. I mean, it was close to downtown. It's on, like, Payne Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think are they still around?
Yeah, they're still there. Yeah.
I think I know that one, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at what point in this journey does Lou come into your life?
So Lou came in. I'm going to tell you the story about Lou. So,
yeah.
I'll put that on a Friday night.
Let's learn.
We have more similar story.
So in barber school, me and my instructor, we used to talk about, like, you know, because, like I said, I'm business-minded. And so I'm picking his brain about barber school. I'm like, maybe one day I want to open a barber school. You know, so right. I'm always asking questions. And, you know, one day he's just like, you know, out of every 20 people that come and, you know, fill out an application and inquire about school, he's like, get one student. You know, and that was about right. Every day you got people coming in. And out of about 20 people, you get one student that signs up.
Yeah.
So I had like 2 months left of school. Lou comes in, you know, and he's in there talking to him. I'm out doing this senior test or whatever we have to do, you know, before our boards. And, you know, I'm from Rochester. So my instructor's like, oh, I got another guy that's from Rochester too. You guys can drive up together. So he comes out. Hey, what's going on? My name's Louie. You know, boom. We sit there and talk. He's like, I'm going to start school with you. And I'm like, all right, yeah, you know, just give me a call. We exchange numbers. I'm like, this guy's not going to start school. He's heard this story.
Because
I'm like, out of every 20 people that come in, y'all hear the story every day. Yeah, I'm about to start. I'm ready to start. Got my money. Got this, got that. I'm ready to start. And you never see him again. So I'm like, all right, yeah, this guy's from Rochester. Yeah, you know, I'd already been driving up 7 months.
I'm the one guy from Rochester. Yeah. There's not going to be another.
And so, but I was wishing that somebody else from Rochester would start, because I'm like, man, this would eliminate some of my driving. It's expensive. You know? And so I'm like, yeah, this guy, he's not going to start. So the next week, he calls me. Like, and I didn't even know his name at the time. Like, I just had him saving my phone to something else. You know, I'm sitting there. And
I want to know that something else.
He knows. But so, yeah, I had him saving something else. And he calls. I'm like, man, who's this, man? Hello? Hey. Hey, I'm starting school with you tomorrow. Pick me up.
He thought I'm a joke.
Yeah. I'm like, who is this? He's like, the Asian guy who, you know, who's senior at the school. I'm starting school tomorrow. You know, pick me up in the morning. I'm like, all right, sounds good. You know, meet me at Walmart. We'll go from Walmart. So then I call my instructor. Hey, the Asian guy who came in, is he starting school? He's not that I know of. He's like, I haven't heard back from him. And I'm like, oh, well, he told me he's starting school. He's what? We'll bring him up if he wants to start.
We need another student.
At that time we did. Like, right. There wasn't a lot of students. And so, hey, I go pick him up in the morning. We go to school. And then, I mean, we drove for the next 2 months. We drove every single day together.
It takes 2 months to get your...
No, it's 9 months.
9 months. Yeah.
Wow. When I got out of school, he got only 2 months left.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I've been with him. We ride together.
Yep.
Drive together up there every single day. Only 2 months.
Hmm.
Yeah. So for 2 months,
he got his license. He opened
every single day. We rode up there. We got to know each other.
Then I flew
on
to school until 7 months later.
Okay.
Huh. Was that like once a week or?
No, 5 days.
No,
a week.
Man, I'm tired of two.
5 days a week for 9 months?
For 9 months, yeah.
You have, wow.
No. But I say like this.
You guys, hey,
before I don't go, right? But when I've been through with that, sometimes I sit down, think back, man, I have to give the guy credit. He always be a measure for I have to look back. You know why? That guy never missed a day. He never, no, not him say that. My instructor, his name Bill, he told me, he said, man, you know that, Elliot? Before he leave in Winona, he tried every single day, that's a 4 hour a day. 2 hours back up there, 2 hours back. And the guy never missed a day. Only one day he missed for the 6 months. And I asked why he missed it. That day, he don't go to school. And the instructor say no, because it snowed too much luck at UV, so he can't get it. That's only one day he missed, though.
Huh.
That guy, man, every day, I have to know,
to
man.
Done.
When you've been through all that, you can see, especially winter time, oh my God. When he done the school, I often feel bad. I said, damn, man, I have to go every single day myself. Yeah. I did two up a few days. I did two up a lot. I up like about a week, totally. I take up like about a week. He only up one day. That's why I give him credit. I always look at it. I say, man, you good or not? I have to give you good.
Yeah.
That means you see how he sacrificed for himself.
Right.
Damn, in 7 months and you only missed one day? Damn, man, that's too good, dude. Yeah, I don't like that.
And I don't think the average person recognizes the dedication it takes for a barber to get into this. I mean, 9 months? Like a real estate, I mean, you're going into real estate, dude, it's like, if you put your mind to it, you can get this thing done in a month if you really work at it. And 9 months is pure dedication. So there's something to be said about being a barber.
Oh, yeah.
And there's that proudness of being a barber. And now that helps shed some light onto it.
Oh, yeah. No, there definitely is, man. I mean, you know, the schools are all, they're pretty strict with, like, the hours. Like, you got to be there. Because the hour, like, they're not offering any extra hours. There's no makeup hours or anything like that. So if you're missing days, you're just extending your school. And then you only got tests. You get 4 tests a year. And so, you know, you want to make sure that you're done with school before that test. Otherwise, you have to wait 3 months. You know, if you finish school one day after that test, now you got to wait 3 months for the next test. Yeah. And so that's why it's like – and that's why, like, that's what I was going up against. Sometimes, you know, when you start, you might, you know, your finish date – comes and you got 2 months just because that's the way your 9 months feel. Like mine, like I was on the borderline. Like if I miss, you know, X amount of days, I'm gonna be waiting that 3 months for that next test. So
and at that point, you're like, I got to get this shop open because you're dedicated.
That's the thing. Yeah, I got the shop, and so I'm like, I can't miss a day, sick or not. Like I gotta be at school to get this done. And
right,
you know, it all worked out, man. Like I was fortunate, you know, to have everything fall the way it did for me.
So the shop opens up.
Yep.
Day one, do you have colleagues, coworkers, people renting booths?
Yeah.
Like, or is it just you?
Yeah, so, like, during the whole build, I wasn't sure exactly what. I was like, man, it might just be me in here to get started. And, I mean, down here in Rochester, there's not a lot of barbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't know who's going to come in. Like, I'll place an ad. I'll see if I can get some guys from the cities. I had a few guys from the cities that were like, we'll come down, help you out, you know. But I was like, man, I don't want to have to rely on people who live an hour away to, you know, come down and help out and things like that. And so, I had some people I knew that cut hair, and I just didn't know if they, you know, if they wanted to come work with me or not, you know. And so, you know, I just put it out there, and then, you know, people want to join the team. And, you know, it was me, Twan, Chris, and Dre to start out. And, you know, all of us are still there, obviously. And then, you know, we've added another 4
How
people
big is
to
the team?
Team. There's 8 of us.
8?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was...
Biggest barbershop in town, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No doubt.
Yep.
Probably biggest ever. Biggest ever
in Rochester?
In town. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
I'd say so. Because every other shop in town is only, like, 2 chairs, 4 chairs. And so we definitely, you know. And then the mall is right there as well. I think they might have 8 chairs now, too.
Hmm. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions, but I don't need to be the only one asking questions.
What do we got going? All right, so I was wondering, how much time did you have to, like, allow yourself to kind of learn methods on cutting hair? Because I cut hair, and I watch, like, Jeezy on YouTube, yep. Right?
Jeezy 360.
And I'm like, I'm pretty good. Like, I cut his hair, but it's not, like, you know, like you're good, but... how much time did it take to actually, like, learn how to fade correctly or, like, cut this way or that way?
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, if you have proper training, you know, like, when I started cutting hair, there was nothing on YouTube. Like, now you can go on YouTube, you can learn any haircut that you want to learn.
Right.
Like, I had none of that. So, with me, it was a lot of trial and error. It was, like, finding people that didn't care if I messed their hair up.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it took me a lot longer. My learning curve was way longer, I'd say, like... just because of, like, it was, like, me trying to figure out what to do, not somebody, like, you know, do this step. I never had that where, you know, it was broken down.
Yeah.
It was just, here, let me try this on you today.
Gotcha,
and so I started developing little techniques like that. And then, you know, like I said, when I went to barber school, I was already pretty advanced at cutting hair then. But, you know, I was in there, and I was like, I can take it one or two ways. I can go in here, and I can act like I already know what I'm doing and not get any better and just, you know, I just need the hours. Or I can go in here, and I can actually – you know, take what I know and focus on it and focus on getting better. And that's what I did that whole 9 months. Like, yeah, I knew what I was doing. I was in there. Most people come in, they never cut hair before. And so, you know, I had a hand up already, but at the same time, I was like, I'm going to use this time to get better because, I mean, that's every day we're striving to get better. Like, it's not something where, I mean, it's like doctors, you know, it's a practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're never, there's always something new you can learn.
Agreed. Agreed. Right, Tony Robertson just asked, what a typical men's haircut costs.
Yeah.
You know, that that just depends, man. Like, I give everybody the freedom in the shop to charge, you know, their own price.
Okay.
Like, we have a shop price. It's just $20 for a walk-in. And then everybody has their own price for appointments. Some people are 20. There's me and a couple other guys who charge 30. But
and know, I'm sure it's the style too, right?
I really don't go off style.
Don't you?
Right. Yeah, I try to keep it simple. Like I'm getting ready to raise my price. So for all my clients out there who's watching this, get ready for a price increase. All right,
price is going up.
You heard it here first. Heard it here first, live from China Hall. No, yeah, it's just like I don't know. It's one of them things like you, like when it comes to charging, man. Like you basically go off your clientele, you know. Yeah. Go off the demand.
Yeah, exactly.
And so,
So when you first started out, did you feel like Rochester had a high demand for like a good barbershop?
No.
No.
I was like, man, a big barbershop in Rochester wouldn't last. Like, that was like my thought in the beginning, just because there wasn't a lot of barbers, and then, like, there's not a. I made a post on Facebook the other day. I didn't mean disrespect by it, but just like I was just asking a question, like about, you know, what's more important to people, like convenience or a quality haircut. You know, Rochester, there's not a big, like most people don't know the difference between like a barber and a cosmetologist. Mm-hmm. And so that was one reason why I was like Rochester kind of be a tough market, just because, you know, there's, you know, you got all these barbershop for men, great clips, boys clips, places like that, and people are just like, I just need to get in and get a haircut. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, that was something I thought about in the beginning. You know, are people really going to care about the quality, or they're just going to want to get in and out? And that's what, like, when I asked that question on Facebook the other day, that's why I was kind of asking, like, you know, like, what's important to people? You know, would you rather just get in and get out, or you know, get in and get a good quality haircut, and you know, maybe you got to wait an hour, hour and a half. So.
So if you didn't see the demand, then why did you push so hard to build it? If you were questionable about the demand.
I'm a risk taker, man. Like,
yeah.
I was like, it, there's a possibility it will work because there was nothing down here. And everybody's telling me, yeah, a barbershop down in Rochester is going to be, you know, the greatest thing to happen. And so, I mean, it is. It's a great business, but at the same time, it's like, we need more barbers,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think, like, a barber school in Rochester would change that, definitely.
Lou, what has it been like working at Adrian's Barbershop? Give us the synopsis, Lou, of what it's like working at the barbershop.
Oh, man, that's just so fun every single day. Every single day, we got all story, we all laughing, we all joking, and we all do on the job. But the one thing I like it, but so why? You know, the barbering, that means you have to got a heart, man. If you don't got heart, you know, no matter what, how you do, you got heart, you can train in good. And I'll tell you, too, I'll be glad, man. I got two people in the shop. I always look it up. That's Alex, that's the one. So I and him, we went to school together, so I know how his skill is. I know how that man capitalized that he can do, and he cannot. You know, I look at it on him, so he's just like a man. That dude, he play, got a good job, dude. Anything his style. That's why I always told him, hey, man, you my idol, dude. Always joke with him like that, every day. But right now, I still concerned. I work as an agent. I'm happy to get the light and get a chance opportunity to work on his job. So I'm learning a lot, and I still concern. I'm still learning every single day. Mm-hmm. I climb every day to go up in the top. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel, but no, that's so good. Because environment on the sub, man, it's like a family. We all look out for each other. It's mm-hmm. like a brother. Mm-hmm. And that's a good for you. If you do one haircut yourself, but want a good haircut, when you turn your clientele around, they look at that man, they're smiling, and you know you got them heart, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. That's how Baba lies.
The atmosphere is awesome. I mean, the atmosphere is unlike anything I've ever seen as far as when it comes to getting your haircut. I mean, you go in there and it's like, it's a fun time if you want to.
It's action-packed,
I'll say.
They're like a family. They're like a family.
When you're not used to it, it throws you off because it's not the norm. So you go in there and you're like, whoa, everybody's giving each other crap and having fun and like, what is going on? You know?
He give it to me every single day. See, in the morning, I walk in the shop, he start doing it with me until we get out. Exactly. You know that.
No, that's the thing about it, man. Like, you know, I've always been like, I want to be in a fun atmosphere that I love going to every day. Like, I never feel like I'm going into work. I never drag in there like, man, I don't want to be here today. I mean, I get tired of cutting hair sometimes, but like, you know, I know once I get in there, it's like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of jokes. It's going to be laughing, you know, every day. And so And then, you know, obviously there's days where, like, you know, there might be one of us in there or something, you know, like on a Monday or a Sunday. And, I mean, that's nice, too, you know. You like,
yeah, good boss. He's a good boss. He know how to build a relationship with that, you know, that cool. People work around. He a good boss. I have to say that. He a good boss. He got a heart, man. He look out for every barber in there. You know, good heart.
That's what
helps,
right?
Yep, that's a
heck of
a lot.
What you got,
Danny? All right, I just wanted to ask, how long does a usual haircut take?
I mean, anywhere, I'd say 35 to 45 minutes.
35, because... Yeah. Because Kevin cuts my hair, right? This man over here, Kevin, he cuts my hair, and...
How long? What to say?
Maybe like an hour and a half.
That's not bad, though.
That ain't
new
bad.
Barbers take my time. Like, we
no, that's a good.
Yeah, so me and Lou, we go live on YouTube. Right. And that's like one of the topics we cover. We talked that a couple times. Like, yeah, that's a big question. People's like, you know, for a new barber, how long should my haircuts take?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I look at it like... 35 to an hour is probably like, you know, a good time.
45 minutes because
you can get them in and you can get them out too quick. And if you get somebody in and out like 10, 15 minutes, now they might be feeling like he rushed on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might, you know, any small details that you may have missed or whatever, they're going to notice all that because, you know, I was rushed out the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they're sitting there too long, now they're getting tired and, you know, Now they're feeling like maybe you're messing up. You're trying to fix something. Right, and now you're taking extra long, you know. And, you know, like I said, if you can get them out in an hour, like, that's good. I mean, a lot of new barbers, a lot of new licensed barbers right out of school still take an hour, you know, hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Like, I really appreciate it. I mean, free haircuts. Like, we're family.
Can't complain about that.
Right, can't complain. So,
no, I mean, I had my time, like, I remember back in the day when I used to do all even haircuts when I really didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I'd take like an hour, hour and a half on some all even haircut. Not even fading anything, just like, and I'd be sitting there sweating like, man.
I don't know what I was
doing. This is not a good haircut. You just know it's not good. You're just like, man. You're just in there trying to brush it and just keep cutting it and just like, I don't want to end because I don't want them to get up and look at it.
Is that how you felt? Like the first time you gave me a haircut?
I was really nervous. I was sitting there, I was putting that guard on, and I was like, this is not coming out too well. I was like, you know what, man, I'm just going to wing it afterwards. I was like, it's not that bad, it's pretty fun. So I've been cutting hair for like 2 years, unlicensed, but I've been thinking either like doing like a business or joining like a barbershop. That might be like a good way to go. But one question that I have you is that being a barbershop owner, do you care more about quality over quantity, or do you want more people, or do you want better like service?
Me, I'm all about better service.
Better service.
You know, that's the biggest thing, because when it comes to barbering, it's not all about the haircut, because you could be a mediocre barber and have a great clientele if you know how to build relationships with people. Because I mean, conversation is probably 50% of the experience. You know, people come in. You know, if you can't talk with them, you know, they may not feel that, you know, they may not feel welcomed. And so if you can make people feel welcomed and comfortable, like I said, when people walk in our shop, you know, sometimes people are shocked because they don't know what type of atmosphere. They're just like, man, like, these guys are wild, you know. And other times people come in and they're just like, man, this is great. I can be myself in here, you know. And that's what we want, everybody to come in, be their self, joke around. And so, yeah, like, I mean, the experience, you know, the quality. And then, you know, if you have great quality, the quantity is going to be there, you know. If you're a good barber, the word's going to get out and people are going to, you know, try to get in with you. Yeah. You know, if you're rushing people out, you're never going to build a clientele. Okay. And like I tell all my guys is that, you know, you have to build your brand first. You might work at the shop, but you're still who you are. And, you know, if the shop burned down today and you're going to be cutting hair here in China Hall, you know, are those same people you were cutting at the shop going to come to see you at China Hall? And if you don't have the quality and you're cutting a lot of new clients, you don't have that client retention, then, you know, when you move to a different location, you're going to struggle, you know, trying to, build up a clientele again. So,
so what's the most important tip to give, like, a new barber that wants to kind of start their own business but is too afraid to?
I mean, jump into it. Barbering's something where, you know, if you go down and go work for Dooley's or, you know, the Mayo Clinic or anywhere like that, you may not have the same free time to, you know, do your video production, your photography and things like that on the side. When you're a barber, you know, you create your own schedule. And so, you know, you can come in and you can do 5 or 7 haircuts and make what you were going to make somewhere else, but you can still have extra time where you can go do your video production. You know, you can block off your own schedule and go do your photography. So you got a photography shoot. And so, I mean, I know a lot of barbers that barbering is what they do because this is the way they're supporting themselves and make a great living. But at the same time, they still have time to put into their passions. You know, you know, barbering may not be the number one thing. And so that's one thing I always tell new barbers, like, or even people who want to be entrepreneurs, but you know, they don't have the time. Like, man, be a barber, because if you know, if your other thing doesn't work out, you got barbering, and you know, you can create your own schedule. And you know, I can't work Saturday, I gotta go do a shoot. Nobody's gonna tell you no. You know, and so you still can be open and creative to whatever else you want to do.
So when you first started out, you were definitely motivated, right?
Yep.
So there's this one problem that happens amongst like entrepreneurs, that they're always like, I don't have enough time for that and that. But you were going to school for 5 days a week for 9 months.
Yep.
And you had time to do that and do other things too.
Yep.
So what's the best like counter to that excuse of not having enough time to actually do their business or do this new career?
Figure out what's most important to you first. Because if you really want to do it, you're going to find the time, whether you got to stay up all night or not. I mean, I had nights where I went to bed at 5 in the morning, was up at 7, you know, driving to school, because there was other stuff. I still want to do my YouTube videos, and I might wake up, go to school, leave the house by 7, and then be at school all day, get back to Rochester, cut hair till midnight, and then get home, and then I got to make a YouTube video. So I could have got home and been like, I'm tired, been a long day. But instead, you know, no, YouTube's important to me. Let me make my video. Might be up till 4 or 5 in the morning, go to sleep, get right back up. And so, you know, there's sacrifices you have to make. I mean, there's definitely, we only got 24 hours. And so, you know, figure out what's most important to you, what you want to do the most, and then you'll find time for those. And then there's other stuff that may not be as important or may not need that time right away. You know, and you can push that off. You know, and you can, you know, after you accomplish one thing, then you can start tackling the list. But
one thing that I see happens, and it's myself included, is just the cycle. Yep. And what I mean by the cycle is, so you're going to school, your YouTube content probably goes down.
It does, yep.
The creation, you get the shop open, you're focused on the shop, the YouTube content is not where you want it to be, but you still are trying to do some of it. Now I see you putting out more YouTube content than you have in the past. So talk a little bit about that cycle of now coming back up in YouTube and, you know, that balance of like doing it when it's right. Yeah. I don't know.
And so like a big thing for me was like this whole time I got YouTube, I got this platform that's sitting there. I got all these subscribers, you know, and I'm like, if I really want to tackle this, and I've told you before, like if I stay consistent with this and do my videos and post this stuff, like my channel is going to grow, and it's going to grow fast, and it's going to, you know, do exactly what I want it to do. And so, you know, my thing was like it was tough with school. I probably didn't get 15 videos up in 9 months, you know, which is really low. And then when I opened the barbershop, it was tough as well, because, you know, I got all this, there's so many different things I'm trying to do in a day. You know,
you're learning too.
Yeah. And so, like at that time, my focus was, you know, the barbershop. I have to get the barbershop up and running. I got to get it going, get to a point to where it can kind of run itself, you know. And then when I can do that, then I can kind of, you know, taper back a little bit and, you know, focus on my YouTube and things like that more. So I did a few videos here and there, like the first couple of years of the shop being open, not as many as I wanted to do. And then that's why I came to Lou and I was like, man, let's start it like a live video cast.
Let's go.
And we're going. I was like, I got the followers, you know. We just go in there and answer questions or whatever. Yes. So we started doing that. And then I just, you know, I got back into my routine and posting again. And so, my biggest thing now is just staying consistent with it. Like, I've been shooting lots of videos and, you know, I kind of found, I had something that nobody else was really doing, you know.
What is that?
That's the man weave. Man weaves.
Hair replacement.
Yeah. That's a heavy limit. You
know that? Yeah, there wasn't.
Nah, got another one. Crazy on the outlet, man.
There wasn't a lot of people out there doing it. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people doing it, but there's nobody putting
The content out. Yeah. And you already knew about what putting the content out could lead to.
What it was going to lead to.
So you're like, okay, I see this opportunity, right?
Yeah, so I had a video. I posted a video on there 2 years ago where I just talked about them. I was like, you know, in the future, I want to put a tutorial out, show you guys how to do this. And I was like, I think the video is going to be like a 500,000 view video, like quick. And, you know, I always knew that. I just didn't know when I was going to put it out. And so I waited and waited and waited. It was about 2 years. And I was like, man, I'm gonna throw this out. So I got back on my YouTube back in December.
You know, this last December,
putting videos out. Man, started out doing 3 a week. And then like it became a lot. So just cut down to 2 a week. And, just throwing them out there. And then I was like, I'm going to release this hair. Like, and so I'm going to the shop every day. And this is like a big secret in the industry. Like, nobody, like, I was offering people $750,000, not $750,000, but $750 up to $1,000 just to tell me, like, what type of hair they were using, you know. And they're like, oh, no, I can't. Like, I'm like, I'll send you this money now. Just tell me this. Wow. Like, just give me one piece of information. Wow. And people are like, no. I'm like, $1,000. Tell me what type of hair you use. Come to my class, you know. I'm like, man, all right, I'm going to figure it out. Like, when I want something, like, I do it, you know?
Yeah.
And so, that's with everything. Like, and I was like, I'm going to learn. I'd go to the beauty store, and I'd go look at every pack of hair they have in there, and I'd be like, I think I can make this work for something. I was buying all different types of stuff, trying stuff out. You know, I just developed my own techniques and, you know, stuff started looking good. And I started, you know, then I met a couple of people that, you know, gave me a little bit of information along the way, you know. And we kind of like, neither one of us knew everything about it, but we knew enough information that we could share with each other. And then we just kind of built off that. And then I was like, man, I was coming to shop and I'm like, I'm going to post this video. I was like, people are going to be mad, though. I was like, I'm going
to
post
this. And why are they mad? I guess explain that, because there's two sides to it.
So you got a lot of people out here that are doing classes, and they're teaching.
Oh,
yeah.
They're keeping mad. It hidden. They got mad. Yeah, that's why he do the free.
Right. They don't like it when all of a sudden you put it out there free.
That, okay, tell the same right now. That's your sandwich. And you got to eat every day. I come and keep your food. How you feel? You going to hate me, right? The same thing.
Yeah.
I always told him when he do that. I said, man, a lot of people going to hate you, dude.
Yeah,
but hey.
That's the internet.
You don't
that's
care. You do that for your life.
That's the internet.
Hey, you see, like, a lot of what helped me and was like that made me say it's okay to put that out there is that when I started YouTube, like I said, there was nothing on there teaching how to cut hair. And it's the same sort of cycle. People started to post it. And when people started to post it, people were getting upset. Why are you giving this away for free? Because at that time, people had DVDs for sale, digital downloads.
Yep.
And that was like 2010, 2011. So there was nothing on there. And then all of a sudden people start posting, you know, I start posting and people, why are you posting this for free? You know, you gotta charge people for this. Same sort of thing. And so, you know, I searched YouTube for probably a month every day.
Nothing.
And I was like, you know, man weave, hair replacement, searching everything. Nothing on there. I'm like, I'm gonna be the first.
Dropping
when I
it.
Post this, I was like, it's gonna go crazy. You know, I was like, I was thinking maybe like, you know, 50,000 views in the first, you know, month or something, you know. Like, that's not bad. I mean, this video did, like...
What happened?
It did like
explain it.
Half a million.
And like, how long?
Like, a week and a half, 2 weeks. Like.
And what helped? Yeah. What helped? What helped?
I mean, I just posted it on there, and then I had my following, you know?
Yeah.
So, the YouTube algorithm's always
so
always
having your following helped.
Having my following helped.
Yep.
And I did a lot of research on, because the way YouTube works now is like there's an algorithm, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, SEO, things like that. And so instead of just not just posting the video and hoping it and sitting back and waiting and hoping it goes viral now, like that happens, but it's really about like keywords and like titles and things like that. There's a lot more stuff that goes into it, and like not being consistent, YouTube penalizes you for that, and they don't rank your videos as high. And so that was like, I was like, I'm going to start out and I'd be consistent. So I went for like a month just posting consistently. And, you know, I was doing everything I was supposed to be doing, did all my research. Like I said, for like a month, you know, I was like, man, nobody, this is really nowhere on here. And then I went ahead and created, I think I put like 10, 11 hours into that first video. I edited, where was I going? I was on my way to San Francisco. I edited the video the whole way to San Francisco and then half the way back. And then I had I got home and I voiced it over and everything, and then posted it up like a few days after that, and that video just went crazy. And after that first one, like, I was talking to one of my clients, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna post this, and he's like, you know what you got to do after you post that? I'm like, huh? He's like, they're gonna want another one right after that.
You better keep rolling.
And you gotta, he's like, you better have some of the videos stacked. I'm like, nah, I'm probably gonna post like one or two a month, you know?
Momentum.
Yeah, and so he's like, all right, we'll see. Like, because I'm sitting here, I'm explaining my vision on what I think is gonna happen after I post this.
Yeah.
And he's seeing my vision, and he's like,
be ready.
Man, I think he might have believed it more than I did.
Right.
Like, I knew it was gonna be good, but I didn't know it was gonna be what it was. But I think he saw it. He was like, be ready, man. Like, it's, you know, one after another. And I post that first one, and then, like, people just going crazy. We need the next one. I'm like, oh, man. So I'm sitting there calling people. I'm posting stuff on Facebook. I'm paying people.
I'm create like, more man, content.
Yeah, I'm like, I will pay you. I got $100 for you to come in and get a hair replacement, you know. And, it was crazy, you know. So I kept making them. And I mean, they take a long time. They're not just your average video. Like, yeah. Usually, I mean, I might put like 3, maybe 4 hours into a video. Probably 3 hours on average. These I'm putting like 10 hours in each video.
Sounds like you need a video editor. Do you have one?
No, but that's the thing. I can't.
How do you afford that? It's so tough to.
No, it's not even that. It's the thing that, like, if I shoot it, like, because when I'm shooting the video,
yeah,
like. The video's already made in my head.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You know, like, I already know what I'm going to say. While I'm cutting their hair, doing this and that, like, yeah. I'm making the video. So I know exactly how it
got
is.
Got it.
So then when I go and sit down and I'm like, I need to put this video together now, I can chop it up. And if I let somebody else chop it up, then they might not put in. Because, like I said, it's a lot of film.
Not how you want it.
Yeah. It's probably an hour of recording. And then I'm sitting there and I'm chopping it into, you know, 12 to 15 minutes. But then the hair replacement videos are probably on average 20 to 30 minutes.
Hmm.
And so, I'm chopping those up. And I know exactly what I need. But if somebody who's not a barber, who doesn't understand, like, cutting hair, exactly. They might chop out some stuff that I needed, you know. And so basically what I do is I get all the important stuff put together, and then I watch the video. I'm going to have my laptop, and I'll sit here, I put my camera up, and I record myself watching the video. So I'm basically watching it with them now.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's worked out. But
so you dedicated a lot of time and energy, obviously, into making videos.
Yep.
Now, what was like the main motivation behind all the videos and all the time you spent doing that kind of stuff?
Just build my brand. That's probably the biggest thing. I just know, like, that's a platform I had that can build up my other platforms. And, you know, it's like with Instagram, it's done that.
Yep.
But yeah, that was the biggest thing. Like, I want to be known, you know. That was like, you know, I was like, I want to be a popular barber. Like, I want to be one of the big name barbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that was one thing that elevated me up to where I'm at now. But
did ESPN pick it up?
Yeah, they did. They did twice, you know, twice.
ESPN picked it up twice.
Wow, that's awesome.
All these awesome. Years in sports and stuff, never made it in sports.
And I love,
man,
the comments too. Some of them are like, I would never do that. Yeah, I would never do. That's usually the dig, right?
It is. Yeah.
But at the same point, when you talk to the people that probably have done it,
yep.
There's such an, confidence, like, it just helps. Like, I can't imagine, right?
It's like, it's, I mean, you change people's lives,
like,
man.
That's
like,
that's the next video I want to see. I want to see the video of the testimonial of the guy sharing.
That's coming, man. Like,
is it good?
I'm meeting with Chris Christensen.
Yeah
we meet on Monday.
Nice.
And, like, we got some stuff in the works.
Good.
But yeah, that's coming. People are gonna start getting a more in-depth look,
right?
You know, not just the here's how you do it, but they're gonna start getting people's backstories
and
like
everything
that. Yeah. Just because it is something, like, I got a lot of viewers that aren't even, you know, barbers or cosmetologists. They're just like, I'm impressed with the transformation. Like, I'm doing classes and stuff right now, and I get people to message
and
me.
You're traveling around doing classes? Yeah. That's what I've seen. Okay.
And, and she, like, I not she, but I got people who will message me, and they'll be like, I don't do hair, but can I come to the class? Like,
interesting.
They just want to come see the transformation.
Interesting.
And
huh.
So, you know, that sparked the idea, and got a project that we'd be working on.
Nice.
You know.
Nice,
coming
nice.
Up. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely like YouTube and Instagram and things like this. It's opened up a lot of opportunities. You know, like, I was just out in LA last week, and I had a couple meetings out there with some people that, you know, could really, you know, help me put me in a better position I'm in now. You know,
the internet.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
all because of the internet. Yeah,
the internet, man. Awesome. All right, we are 49 minutes in. This has been awesome. Any last round the horn questions? Any questions you guys got?
Yeah, go for it.
So in doing YouTube and branding yourself, right? Have you had any like clients that come out of state to like your shop or anything for a cut?
For regular haircuts, I have people like come down from the cities and things like that. The hair replacements, 99% of my clientele is from different states. Wow.
That's
so
awesome.
They all fly in and travel out here. So
they need the waves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's like it's crazy.
You need to do one for me.
It's crazy how people. We'll show them that when we get done. But yeah, it's crazy how like people will go. I got people that come from California, New York, Baltimore. Right. Texas, all over. And so there's not. The farthest state away from Minnesota, people have came from, I probably got almost 10,000 messages.
Wow, 10,000
in Instagram and Facebook.
Wow,
of people like who want to get their hair done, but like
internet.
Like, I've been so busy, I can't even get to them all. Like, wow. It's
good for you. That's great. What you got, Jeff?
Eric just went to the Paris for the training.
Paris. Yeah, that was last month. They flew me out to Paris and did a class out there.
What you got, Johnny? What's the question?
I was about to go with him, but I haven't got a paperwork, so that's
somebody's got to man the barbershop.
I didn't have a question.
No, I was about to go
there. I didn't have a question. I just want to say I have mad respect for the hustle and how far you've come, and I admire you.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, man, I appreciate it, man.
That's all I've got to say.
Appreciate it.
Lou, what you got a question? Don't be asking for a raise either. Cause
No. My question that
it's like wrong camera.
I don't know.
I get a raise.
Eric, I told you guys, but you guys don't know that. We got a live channel for about talk about hair. Called
Hair Heroes.
Hair Hero.
And that's on YouTube.
Every Tuesday, 8:30 Central Time, right? 8:30 p.m. Central Time. And remember, don't hesitate to ask the question when you're going live with us.
Don't hesitate. Lou loves questions, so
bring the questions.
You tune into our live videos.
No,
we're
gonna answer all you got all kind of questions.
And that's Hair Heroes on YouTube Tuesday at 8:30.
Yep,
8:30 Central. All right, we got to tune into that. Yeah. What you got
this week?
What you got, Josh?
I'd say. Well, I did have one question on like. So you got, let's say you get a new barber that wants to cut hair.
Yep.
Like, how do they find their clientele? Because a lot of you guys have established, a big clientele, and,
the shop, like the walk-in traffic from the shop helps out a lot.
Yeah.
I can put you in a chair tomorrow and get you probably 3 or 4 haircuts at least.
Okay.
Just from just sitting there.
Yep.
But like my thing is for new barbers is, get your business cards, get your flyers, get your social media together, and you got to get out and you got to hand business cards. You got to talk to people. You got to advertise yourself, just like you would any other business. And that's the biggest thing. Like my last two new guys that I got, both of them did well, man. Made their business cards. They'd be downtown on days they're not cutting hair, handing business cards out. And so, you can't always rely on the shop. It's all, you also got to get out there and make it happen for yourself. So
that's why I like it so much. Like you can do that and you can really just make it your own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
more
awesome.
Personal, man.
Yeah.
You go out and you hand somebody your business card and then they come into you, and chances are, you give them a good haircut and look, some decent conversation that they're going to keep coming back to.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
If my question is, if you had to talk to some young gals sitting here in Rochester, Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
2019, it doesn't matter what they're trying to do, but they're trying to do business in some sort. What are some things that you would tell them related to the power of the internet and how it can really change your life and change what you're doing?
If you want to do something, you got to go for it. That's like the biggest thing. Like a lot of people are scared to put content out because they're afraid of how people are going to judge them. And they're afraid about how the local people are going to judge them, And my thing is like I never made videos for anybody in Rochester. I never posted any posts for anybody in Rochester. I did it for people that are actually interested in my content, so my audience is 100% organic. That's like my biggest thing. Like, there's times I'd post stuff when I first started. I'm like, who in Rochester is interested in haircut videos? Like, you might come on and watch one or two of my videos, you know, check me out, see how I've been, you know, try to catch up. But you're not going to go watch every single video on there. I got people that are like, when's the next video coming up? Like, I watched everything. I need the next one, you know. And so them are the people that, I'm making this content for, you know. You find your niche market and you go towards them. But, no, definitely. I mean, the internet, if you're consistent and you know, you post the right content, you got to post good content. You can't just throw out anything, you know. But I mean, you can make it happen, man. You don't have to, you know, turn 18 and shoot out to Hollywood and, you know, try to make it out there anymore. It's all, you know, right here in the palm of your hand. And so as long as you got a phone, you can change your own life, man.
It can start in the basement, man.
Start in the basement, yeah. You know, somebody's gonna start from China Hall, you know. Yes. That's the goal. We're gonna get the first internet sensation out of China Hall. So.
Awesome. All right, well, Alex, Lou.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for coming up to the office of China on a Friday night. If people want to find the barbershop, where's it at? If people want to follow you guys online, where are you at? How do we find, how do we direct them your way?
Man, Adrian Sports Barbershop, 1115 7th Street, Northwest. Yeah, Northwest. Yeah. Next to $5 Pizza across the street from Northgate Health Club. We're open every single day. So, and, Booksy. Adrians.booksy.net.
Nice.
Go on there, got the appointment app.
And how about Instagram? Where are you guys at on Instagram?
Instagram, you find me at Adrian the Barber. Twitter, Adrian the Barber. YouTube, Adrian the Barber. Facebook, everything, Adrian the Barber. And Lou, we ain't got Lou's up yet, but we're gonna get Lou's though.
No, I got it, bro.
He's a sensation.
We don't know what the username is yet.
He just showed me a Snapchat the other day.
I scared somebody gonna find out.
You just gotta put it out there.
I got Facebook, I got everything, but hey. I keep right there. I go with Adrian. That's it all.
If you go to Adrian's, you'll find Lou.
He travels around with me, man.
And what? Hair on hair or hair on hero?
Hair Hero.
Oh,
Hair Hero, Hero on YouTube.
Come on, dude.
Yep.
All right.
Hair Hero's on YouTube. Adrian every the Barber on everything else.
9:30 p.m. Central Time.
8:30.
Remember, don't hesitate to ask the question.
Ask the question. Lou wants your question. Bring it to the table.
No, we love to do that. We kind of like busy, and he go to Paris and come back like busy, and we go to LA, so we busy, but we got to, we can come back to the show again.
Nice.
The show's still there. I think we're still there. I'm here, Hero.
Nice. All right, thank you everybody for joining. Thank you.
We'll
see you next time on Office of China Hall.
Man, that was great. Love the energy here.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
That is so freaking awesome.
No, man. All this goes here. You don't need to go to pay for the newspaper or nothing.
No, why would
this,
you?
All this one right here. That's the one, the media, man. That you are gonna know you quickly.
That's it. It's the internet.
It really is. It's all right there in front of you.
Hey, this one, you got a regular power or you got a fan?
These are regular.